Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. World has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world what it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah. Stop using the dope.
preacher. Stop preaching what you teach. Teach the truth.
Wake up, preacher.
For this fourth day of January 2021. We welcome each and every one of you to this first Monday in the year of 2021. Thank God for your presence. Thank God once again for freeing up each and every one of your schedules to allow you the opportunity to be here and be in the midst of what God has to say through Minister Jesse on this evening. We are grateful and we are thankful when we think of oneness, and creation is the expanding plan of God. There's a lot that can be learned from this topic. We thank God in advance for the simplicity and understanding that will go forward, and we're grateful and thankful that you respect your marriage and or marriage to be, or have high hopes, and through prayer and supplication it will come to pass that God will send you your perfect soulmate, and you understand and know the importance of studying to show yourself approved, wanting to learn a little bit more about oneness. We got to understand his creation is the expanding plan of God. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. It's whether or not we fulfill that purpose. And the only way we can fulfill that purpose is through understanding the Word of God. It's through discernment. It's through hearing that soft, sweet voice that you have to be in tune to in order to see the signs and wonders and know exactly what God is telling you to do and requesting of you. So I just pray that tonight is another example that confirmation will come forward and you will be able to recognize, know, and understand that you're not here by coincidence or accident, but God strategically placed you to be here for such a time as this. I ask that you continue to keep Jesse and I lifted up in prayer as much as possible. I pray that you continue to allow us to pour into you and your households. And we pray that you use this word that is shared with you, that you'll be able to use it for the upbuilding and uplifting of the kingdom, and also to help benefit you in the marriage that God strategically put together. I'm just going to ask that you also keep us in prayer. Unfortunately, last night we had an unexpected occurrence that came that just robbed the hearts of so many of us in the Store household. We have two beautiful pets that God blessed us with many years ago, and one of those last night in the name of Eve. Unfortunately for us, but, you know, I know she's in a better place now. She got an opportunity to go on to heaven, and I have been somewhat of a basket case since last night, just walking around and still yet just looking at her to run out somewhere or her little self. But we know that God makes no mistakes, and we are just asking that you pray for us, that we continue to allow our strength to remain in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to especially ask, as you give your prayers and you lift your prayers up and through your beliefs of your prayers, that you pray for Jalea. She is off to school. These are her dogs, and she has done a phenomenal job taking care of them every time she comes home. And when she was here for the extended period of time that we've had them, she's always cared for her babies, and those are always referred to as her babies. And so I just pray that God encourage her and strengthen her, not only today and tonight, but for days and weeks to come, and possibly even months, as she continues to mourn, knowing that she'll never get to see her Eve again. So I just ask that you all keep Jalea lifted in prayer, and also keep Princess, the dog that is still left behind with us for us to love on, keep her in prayer, because she just doesn't understand, and it's obvious she has been looking for Eve today to no avail, because Eve has gone on and left this life and moved on to her next life. So keep us all in prayer. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for the privilege and the opportunity. You always open up your heart to us. Well, every time we want to come before your throne, you always welcome us in. Holy Spirit, we want to just welcome you in tonight to the Blog Talk Radio Show. We want to ask that your divine intervention take place in everything we say, do, and touch on tonight. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus, by the bloodborne right that has been given to us, that we will be able to come today with the right heart, to be able to learn, to be able to study, to be able to show ourselves approved of your word, Lord God. We know, Father, that everybody here is supposed to be here. They have been strategically placed. And I pray that as they are here, that they will be able to receive everything that you have in store for them. And then, Lord God, I just want to say thank you for, as we receive what you have in store for us, that we will now apply it to our daily lives. I pray tonight that you continue to give us all a better understanding of what our role is as a spouse, whether it be a husband or a wife. Lord God, you have strategically put it out there, and you have put it down on a blueprint exactly what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it. And I pray that if any of us have missed the mark, that you will reel us back in or move us back on the right track, Lord God, and make us and allow us to go down the right road, so that we are operating, Lord God, in the oneness in which you created, not oneness that we've tried to create. Because what we try to create, we know, Lord God, we won't have any chance of it succeeding. But because of you, Lord Jesus, on our side, because of you being our lead and our guide, that we know that, Father God, nothing is impossible for you, that we can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, that strengthens us, including allowing our marriage to stay together, allowing our marriage to be blessed by you, allowing, Lord God, us to be able to come against Satan and all of his schemes to steal, kill, and destroy our relationships, that putting us together and standing firm and tall together and not releasing in one another, Lord God, you will allow us to be stronger, wiser, and better tonight, Lord God, as we come forward and we share, Father God, this word and season. I pray that you be in the midst of allowing everything to be poured back into Minister Jesse Store. Give him an opportunity to let his light shine bright for others to see you, Father God, in him. And I thank you for the topic tonight, and I thank you for what you're about to do. So you're going to turn around some things and some lives and some people under the sound of my voice. I come asking, Lord God, that where there's any confusion, you will correct it. Where there's any backbiting, you will take it out. I thank you right now, Heavenly Father, that you would allow us to be able to be on one accord and be on one track and be able to go out and accomplish great things as oneness, Lord God, as individuals that you joined together in one. And I pray that, Father, we will continue to seek your face first in all that we do, and that we will recognize, know, and understand, Lord God, that you have the final word. And as long as we lean and depend on you, we know that all will be well. And so tonight, Heavenly Father, I just say thank you for giving each and every one of us the privilege and the opportunity to free up our schedule and be here. Everything Minister Jesse pours into us tonight, Lord God, a thousandfold, I declare and I decree it, we'll go back into him. Thank you for being with Jalea, and thank you for being with our entire family, knowing that Eve now is in a better place. Thank you once again for allowing, Lord God, each and every one of us to be able to be, let our lights be seen by others, Lord God, who may not know you in the pardon of their sins. This may be the only Bible that they see when they allow us to open up our vocal cords and share with them through transparency, Lord God. And I pray that tonight is no different, that there will be someone that would want to share tonight based on the topic. They will press one and be able to be placed in the host queue. And at the appropriate time, Minister Jesse will open up their line and allow them to be a part of our Blog Talk Radio show. Go and be with us all, Lord God, until we see you face to face. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Well, amen, amen, once again. Let everyone say amen and welcome again to this Monday night, January 4 in the year 2021. How many of you are happy and glad that 2020 is gone? Well, I want to thank God that it is, and I thank God for my queen, for my wife, for my best friend, for my confidant, my workout partner, although we don't run like we used to because of knees won't let me. But we praise God and thank God for being here this evening. We are entering into a year of Monday Night Blog Talk Radio, 12th year. We started this in 2009 after being involved in marriage ministry. And we praise God for the opportunity that we were presented to and with even at this point in time. And there are so many things that we have learned, and even as Tammy shared what we learned over the course of time from just a 5-pound little mutt mixed with Yorkie and whatever that other zooey animal may be, just a little mutt, but just a little precious mutt that we all can, again, learn so much from when we study the lifestyle and the antics of these little four-legged creatures. You know, the family has gone through this now for several times, but it gets no easier. And I believe it's also part of, you know, what God has laid on the spirit for this evening. I remember we had some litter mates once before, some Akitas. And it was about this time in 2009, that's correct, when we had come back from Washington, D.C., from the inauguration. And I didn't stop by long. I was on my way on to a meeting in Texas and got a call back from Tammy that one of the Akitas had died while there in the dog motel, and her running buddy at that time, that was Jazz, and his running buddy, rather, Alexis, his sister, she was never the same. She, after that, just was never the same. And we know we went to the vets, and the vets said, oh, she'll love it, being the only one, and we had went through that once before and found out that not to be the true case, because there's something about being together. There's something about even when you're not in a marriage situation, oneness, even with a friend, or oneness is just something about it when you have that connection. And they had that connection, and Alexis was never the same. And I don't know, a year and a half later, she was going through so much grief and so much pain that her body literally just wore down just because she was missing her brother, Jazz. And so we learned a lot from that. So when we would get a another dog, if we ever would get one, which we ended up getting one. And, of course, the children talked us into that. And then once we got one, and then Jaleel talked us into getting Eve, because we had gotten Princess, her other little buddy, her little sister, had bought at a parking lot. This time around, we decided we're not going to go with these thoroughbreds and all of that. We just go with a little mutt and see what happens. And found out over time, even with a little mutt, you can learn how to appreciate their unconditional love. See, that's something about it. You can get some unconditional love. We know that in the Word of God, we're told that in order for us to receive forgiveness, that we must know how to forgive. We spoke about that somewhat last week. And it's always part of the concept of oneness in marriage. Forgiveness is always a prevalent theme in a relationship. And we saw in just watching those, how they responded. If there was anything good about last night, as Tammy shared, and God placed in her spirit, probably was that Eve would go first, because she was so attached to Princess. Although Eve was a lot more, she was fierce. At 5 pounds, she would make the noise, the doorbell ring, you know, somebody's there, somebody walking down the street. So Tammy said today, well, you're going to miss that bark, and I'm sure she's right. It used to irritate me sometimes. You'd be on a business call or be on the blog. Some of you have probably heard her on the blog some night. Somebody come up with a doorbell ring or anything happen, she would be barking. So we praise God for that memory, praise God for that gift. And again, it's something that we can still learn from those creatures. And again, they do give you unconditional. So tonight we want to chat a little bit about the concept of creation, because in this year, in 2021, we're going to deal with several different concepts. And the first one is in the first year in January is going to be on concepts itself. And conception in primarily will be the focus. And tonight we want to deal with creation. And then the next three Monday nights of this month, we will deal with purpose, vision, and motivation. Because, see, in oneness and in a marriage, you know, once that creation has taken place, there must be a purpose, and you must have a vision, and you must have motivation. Because they always say, every time you look at something, the question always is, what was the motivation? And so when we come together in oneness, you have to be extremely motivated. And so we want to deal with these particular issues during the course of this month in January. And as we go through the year, we're going to deal with then 11 other topics. One will be service. Another one will be freedom. And we want to speak about success. And all of these will be relative to oneness. Then we'll deal with part 5 will be exploration. Part 6 will be the providence associated with marriage. 7 is empathy. You must maintain a great level of empathy in order to have a successful marriage. Justice must be a part of that process. That'll be part 8. Part 9 will be righteousness. All of us in this day and age, when it's so difficult to see righteousness, that we must attempt to have and thrive to have righteousness in our heart and in our spirit. What comes out of that will be an image, and that image that we have will affect more than you can ever imagine. I've shared with many in the past that Leroy Alexander Storr, who became my adopted father, his image and what he was able to do for our mother, is really what impacted myself and my 2 brothers and 2 sisters more than you could imagine, all of us being impacted to accept the model of oneness. It's a powerful model. Out of that will be instruction. See, when we've gone through the process of understanding, then we find ourselves in a position where we can begin to instruct. and we can share with others. After that, of course, you know, we want to make sure that we keep it all together, that it may be last as we unfold it during the course of the year, but fitness in all things is critical. It's a critical element. And so as we look upon 2021, those will be the 12 focuses or the 12 subject matters of focus. And, of course, within each one of those will be dimensional activities that we will focus the ministry on that particular Monday evening. Tonight, of course, we're speaking about creation. Creation, where it all starts. The concept of marriage, we embrace and desire to model what we call oneness. And we define oneness, if you wanted to use a definition, as a legally binding agreement between a man and a woman that results in the commitment to a lifelong relationship that will govern the lives of children produced from that sacred relationship and those that may come together from a blended entity, whatever that blended reality may be. We say that because when we study the Word of God and we study the family of God, it is a blended family. It's a blended family. And that's why sometimes in the natural, it becomes very difficult to understand why we have a difficulty in realizing it. Yes, if all things are equal, God would love for all of us to be from intact families where a man and a woman come together and they have children and those children know that mother and that father and that nurturing environment and they grow up and they duplicate that reality so that they can become all that God ordained for them to be. However, just like when we study the Word of God, we find that God will choose men and women who may not have that level of perfection, who may have fallen short of the mark or that type of calling. Yet even though they fell short of that particular calling, it's out of their life's experiences that God can extract the greatest level of value from them. And so once we find that element of creation that God had in store for us, how God used our actual birth in a manner that would expand his plan. See, when we think about creation, and we think about man and woman, and we think about procreation as a result of what we do when we come together as one. Because literally, when you go and look at Genesis 2:24, you can look at that at your leisure. You'll find that when you look at what is said there or you go and do a deep drill on some of those words, you'll find that the capacity that is given to a man and to a woman to become creators of other human beings is truly a gift from God. We know even from there when we study the Word of God that everything and every gift and every birth that transcended from man and woman may not have been in the most perfect of circumstances. Yet once again, we know we serve a God that said, although you may not have emerged or come from the most perfect of circumstances, the way I designed and the way I ordained it to be from the beginning, I'm still going to use you to expand my plan. Because, see, God said, I'm going to use man to expand the kingdom. I'm going to use men and women who desire to be peacemakers. They can truly be ministers of reconciliation. And because God gives each and every one of us that opportunity, it's something about oneness. It's something about being a mother and being a father that God wanted us to experience. Even though all of us may never go through that process, some of us will and some of us do. Creation in the expanding plan of God. God's plan, according to what we read in his word, was to allow us to have free will and allow us to show and to demonstrate that we could submit to a sovereign God, that we would have the capability to know how to edify and lift him up, that we would know how to procreate, nurture, and take care of those that God would bless us with. God told us that it was a blessing to be fruitful and to multiply, to have dominion over the earth, to go and subdue, to dominate, and to control. We know from the histories, somewhere along the way, we may get this thing confused. And when we get it confused, something may go wrong. And so what we find ourselves now in this particular dispensation, we find ourselves today in a world that is said, is marriage even relevant? Why do you even need such a thing? Now see, we know that there are several facts about love and marriage that we should always consider. And sometimes we have to look at the data to see what the data has to say about marriage in the first place. Marriage, we know, it's been down. It's been down, the number of people that get married. And a lot of the reasons why some of the young folks say it's down is because now, to be quite frank, it's just not as difficult for sexual activity to take place. That seems to be a sad reason, but it's a reason that's given oftentimes, is that it's no big deal to go and have sex. Whereas many years ago, people thought that the way to have satisfactory, frequent sex would be to be married. The good thing is that when you ask people why they get married today, love still tops the list of the reasons why. Still is, right? And the number of adults, though, that with what they are living together, they're what's called cohabitating, without marriage, without that definition we supplied at the beginning. But they're living together. It's on the rise. Remarriage is also on the rise because what many are finding out that once they were married, they enjoyed being married if they could find that right person, because it did eliminate some of the challenges, the strains, and situational realities that take place when you're out there supposedly playing the field. You know, it's interesting. One of the most interesting statistics that one finds today is that 17% of newlyweds were married to someone of a different race or ethnicity. That's closer. That's 3 percentage points from 20%, or 1 out of 5. And so we see that which, as related to blacks and whites, didn't become law in this country until 1962, that now it's occurring more frequent than ever, where people are coming together that are not of the same theoretical race or ethnicity. Then the other maybe more puzzling thing in the concept of marriage is that support for the legalization of same-sex marriage has grown in the past 10 years. The millennials and Generation Z have become the vanguard of the change in views on this same-sex marriage. That millennial and Generation Z group is having a significant impact and will for years to come. But our focus is on oneness as it defines in the Word of God. Now, there is one interesting reality to this data that comes from Pew Research, is that while you have a sizable number of minorities who are marrying across racial and ethnic reality, even through different religious faiths, but marriages and partnerships across political party lines are relatively rare. Now that says a whole lot. You can marry somebody with divergent opinions, divergent ethnicities, and all of that, but it's still something about political party affiliation. I found that stat to be very alarming. You can only laugh and say, wow, I wonder why. But this is according to Pew Research, taken from a February 2019 research that had been conducted. Now, I tell you, at the end of the day, the trend about coming together over these last few years, it's been on a slight decline. And again, you look at that and you begin to look around America and you see on a national level, when you look at all ethnicities, you know, it's less than 50%, 47% of people. When you look into the black community, as we've said many times, that number now is below 30%. And we know from the work of Dr. Tara Hunter why some of that is in the modern-day thing for blacks, so we're not going to go into that. We'll get into that a little bit later in the year. You know, it's interesting. Another statistic is that there's a record number of Americans who have never married and, quite frankly, have no intention of ever getting married. None. And again, one of the prime reasons for this is the ease of obtaining sexual favor from women in the 21st century. Now, I don't know what you ladies may think about that. Don't shoot me or shoot us. We're just the conveyors of the information. That's what the studies are showing, that for whatever reason, perhaps women are not, put enough worth on that particular part of the relationship. Then some could say back in the day, there used to be a thing where you'd be specially favored and blessed when you were able and were willing to make that a little bit more difficult for the men. But I want to remind you, take a pause for a moment. If you have a comment you'd like to make, you can press 1 on your phone. That will alert us in the studio that you'd like to make a comment, and we could open up your mic, and you can come in and have a comment, give a question, expand something that we perhaps have said, even disagree. The only requirement is you make it brief and keep it concise. I want to remind you, just hit 1 if you want to make a comment about anything. See, because when we start off the profile of this year and the subject matters that we want to deal with, in our view, it begins with the creation of a oneness model where you begin to put into place the laboratory of life where children can grow, be developed, and be nurtured to pursue that purpose, the greatness that God makes available to each and every one of us. We mentioned years ago about this book that was written that was called, you know, The Child or Child Reason. You know, it's a work of art that when you look at and give consideration to all of the elements that go into raising a child, it's a work of art. You never can take for granted anything you may say or do. Everything you may say or do when you're in that creative mode, you are expanding the plan of God or you are hindering the plan of God. The balance becomes, how do you find that way to allow the freedom of expression that God wants every human being to experience, yet at the same time, make sure you are cultivating and make sure you are putting in place all of the attributes and characteristics, the precepts and the principles that would allow the greatness of that child to come through. We know the story of Joseph. We're not going to go over that. But Joseph had that dream when God laid that vision on that young man, and he saw that he was going to do some great things. But in order for him to be put in that position to do those great things, he had to go through some changes. And after he went through those changes, after, you know, he appeared to be thrown to the side, after he appeared to be thrown under the bus by his brothers, in due season, God revealed to him why he had to go through the heartbreaks, the pain, and the suffering, even through a time in prison, so he might be prepared and be ready to become the leader that God created him to be. You might be raising such a child, or you may be the result of that reality yourself, that in your life you have gone through a lot of pain, you've gone through a lot of suffering, and maybe that's for a reason. God allowed it to happen so you could become everything that you needed to be. Because he knew in order for you to be everything you needed to be, you had to have a heart filled with compassion. You needed to be able to walk in the fruit of the Spirit with love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He knew that if you had not gone through or experienced setbacks, difficulties, and so on, you never would be able to achieve what you've been called to do. So tonight, if you think about it, as a parent or even as a child, because some of you, you may even now be 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and God is still pecking and pricking at your heart and saying, this is why you're going through this, or this is why you're going through that, because I need you to go and handle this for my people. So you may be the conduit for that person that's going to be the one that maybe 5 years down the road is already a teenager, already in college, already whatever. But see, God used you to prepare them to go out and really come up with something that can defeat the next invisible virus, the next agent that's been, that may be released against mankind to reduce the population of this world. Do we realize that it's been a subject matter forever, that eugenics and genocide and all of those things, we read about them in the Bible. We read about them when Moses and the little boys were being killed. We read about them when Jesus, when the little boys were being killed. We read about them when we are admonished and told by God to make sure we stop making sacrifices. And yet the enemy today continues to reign in the consciousness of people, having them think, feel, or believe that this is what they should do. Let me give you a little tidbit as well. We have a concept today that we have a group of people, thousands of beliefs, to say that we are opposed to abortion. I was chatting just today, I think it was with Jesse, and we were speaking about abortion, which simply means to abort, to cut short, to not allow the original design to take place. Once conception takes place in a woman, it says supposed to be 9 months. So when you abort it, when you cut short that plan, that's an abortion. But what about that young man? That young man that just the other night was gunned down by a police officer. His life was aborted. He was outside the womb, but he was aborted. See, abortion is not just something that's only preserved for that child that's yet still in the mother's womb. What about that child that's now outside? What about what we learned from 2020? Those young men and women whose lives were aborted. And yet we hear sometimes when someone say, why do you believe this or believe that? Because I'm opposed to abortion. Well, you're supposed to be opposed to abortion wherever it takes place, inside the womb of a woman, or inside the womb of America, or inside the womb of this planet, period. See, we can't differentiate and say that once a child has now escaped the womb, that for some reason abortion doesn't take place. So where we're going to hold a position that as long as it's in the womb, then I'm going to do this or do that. Can't do that. We must begin to know and to understand what we are scheduled to do and what we can do in this dispensation. So we encourage you tonight to know that creation and you being a part of that creation in your oneness relationship with your spouse, you are expanding the plan of God. And you are being called and have been called to do those things that God wants to see done. But let me get to a practical point in this presentation tonight. See, we all know that the plan or the trend to wait until getting married is something that's been gaining momentum over the past five decades. Back in the 50s and even the early 60s, you know, marriage, even in the black communities, was almost 70%. And it's been on a decline ever since, right? But what are some of the mundane reasons that somebody should get married? You know, we said earlier, people still want to get married because of they love someone. But there are some mundane reasons to get married, to take advantage of. You know, this may sound, but it's got to take place, you know, because you got some of these things that's going to happen this year for some and later for others. How about marital tax deductions? You may laugh or chuckle, but hey, there's a reason. Filing your taxes jointly, Social Security benefits, prenuptial agreement benefits, IRA benefits, legal decision-making benefits, inheritance benefits, health insurance benefits, paternity child benefits, leave benefits. They say you even live life longer because through some algorithm that they've come up with, it says that in reality, married men especially have more sex than unmarried men. I'm going to leave that one alone. Less chance of developing depression and an increase in your serotonin levels, which is a natural antidepressant. So there's something about marriage that even when you may have a slight disagreement, it's still something overall that's released in the brain that allows us to be less depressed less times than those that are. See, for young people, this may not be that impressive. And some may even say, so what? But at the end of the day, and over the process of time, research has shown that being married or walking in oneness will provide you a far greater life, a far greater experience of God's creation than being alone. It's our prayer, it's our hope that more of us will go back to the basis, to the basic reality. That if God said this was a good thing, that if God said, then you, via oneness, that whatever takes place through you through the process of procreation, that is expanding the plan of God. It's like God looked down and said, I can get my plan out. I can get my vision. I can get my purpose. I can get it out through men and women. If I can get them to understand that there is a requirement necessary, a requirement of commitment to each other, if I can get that done, then we'll be able to do those things that I ordained from the beginning. Now, we know going all the way back to Abraham, going all the way back to David, all the way back to Judah, go all the way back, Rahab, You see the same pattern, to where a man or woman of God may be temporarily thrown off their path, may temporarily miss the mark, and God said, get on up, dust yourself off. You ain't perfect, but since I love you, and since you still were born for this purpose, we're going to make sure that you get back on track. The only thing I'm asking you now is that you humble yourself in my sight, and I will lift you up. We see around us today too much evidence of where humility is not a part of the concept in the consciousness of men and women. When I say men in every God, it's generic, to where we sometimes lose sight of how we are part of this expanding plan of God to bring light to this dark world. God said he's in need for you and me to be able to do a better job. See, the oneness today, it's under constant attack from everybody, from all of those who will directly undermine its value and its pertinency for this dispensation, and those who take indirect actions in the attempt to see it fail. Why is this the case? See, improper models of what marriage represents and what it means. You got all kind of examples out there today to where men and women make the foolish decision to think, feel, and believe they can come up with surrogate models and plans and still see or expect God's original plan to manifest and be effective. And because of that, in that process, they begin to bastardize and make in effect the various models and surrogate examples of marriage outside of God's plan. That begins to create a long-term history of dysfunctional marriage models. And these dysfunctional marriage models begin to confuse, began to get into the mind of people to the point to where once married, they act in dysfunctional, improper ways, beginning to condition even their offsprings to believe and accept that those models are based on the model of God. And this increased belief sometimes that marriage has little impact on the full development of our children. We must reject that because, see, your child is shaped so much by your marriage. As I said many times and shared with Tammy, and I'm giving an overview for the year tonight on this foundation. When you were growing up, whether you realize it or not, you've been shaped. Hopefully somewhere along the way, if you received it as an adolescent, a teenager, a young adult, middle age, whatever, that you make a decision that there's somebody in a marital relationship that you begin to look to. If you're a boy, you look to that man. Or you're a young man, you look to that man. If you're a girl, you look to that woman. You look for an example, and you embrace it, and you begin to understand that's the type of marriage or relationship I desire. You look on the good parts of it, consistent with Philippians 4:8, the good parts of it. And when you do, God is going to bless you in the right way. He's going to bless you. See, we got to understand and know that there's an increased willingness of states, even in this pandemic, in this COVID-19 era, just to say, hey, it's no fault. You want to get a divorce, it'd be like some no-fault insurance. Just come on and you can get it. Again, that's not part of God's plan. You know, it should be more difficult than easy. Initial week in 2021, in attempting to lay this foundation, there we believe is three real just basic reasons that we should do everything we can. If married, to improve our marriage. If we're not married, to get lined up to be married. And if we're having problems, to seek some help to fix the marriage. See, share the value of marriage. If you want to know the value, find somebody that you respect and you believe that they represent something that you like to be a part of or have something similar to. Call them up. Ask them, what is it about it? Ask a question. You may be surprised. You may get an answer that's not as complicated as the enemy want to think you believe that it is. Go and ask them. You may be surprised. Edify as often as possible the institution of marriage. Again, when words come out of your mouth, speak about positive things. If it was your parents or your grandparents or your uncle, your aunt, brothers, friends, find somebody where you can edify, where the words that come out of your mouth in relationship to marriage is positive. The law of reciprocity. Don't be afraid to do so. And then understand, if you're going to be a father or mother, there are exceptions. It's best for children to experience marriage. It's a better laboratory. It's a better environment for them to be able to see that you may sometimes disagree. But even though that you disagree, you find a way to bring it all back together again. That's great when they are able to see, oh, they were in disagreement, but now everything's working together. My queen, if you're back in the studio, if you hit one, I'd like for you to close this out. If you're back in the studio, we praise God and thank God. I pray for my wife, and I know it's been a difficult day, but we're going to open up. Okay, glad you're back. Okay, babe, go ahead and close this out.
Amen, Jesse. To God be the glory for this awesome and wonderful introduction into this new year of 2021. And I just want to add in our closing that one of the things that I think of is Colossians 3:14. It says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And there's no such thing as perfect in the eyes of most of us. We're going to go through trials and tribulation. But if we understand what it means to put on love, that's where I think we can and do make a difference. Because when we think of love, we think of when we're making a decision to be committed to one person. And it is far more than fleeting emotion or as portrayed on television. And as we look around, and we don't always look at a couple and say, I want to be like them, because we don't know what happens behind closed doors. What we want to do is just ask God to allow us an opportunity to exemplify love the way He intended it to be. And part of that, Jesse, is, you know, when we're thinking about the good times, the bad times, thinking about, you know, in all areas of our lives when we go through trials and tribulations, and how are we truly going to represent our marriage? Are we going to represent it in true love? And I pray that all of us take the opportunity and realize the importance of making sure that everything that we must do out of love. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, as always, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to come before your throne. We thank you for every individual that's represented on our Blog Talk Radio show tonight. Whether they're here, Lord God, looking for answers, whether they're here looking for confirmation, whether they're here, Lord God, looking to determine, Father God, whom it may be that you will consider the perfect soulmate. Whatever the situation is, Lord God, I pray that you meet each and every one of them in their individual needs. I thank you on tonight that you will continue to order each and every one of our steps. Let us be better individuals. Let us look into the mirror and determine exactly who it is that you have created and designed and want us to be before we can go out and make a difference in someone else's life. So I thank you for every marriage that's represented tonight. I pray blessings on top of blessings for them, Lord God, and those that desire to be married. May you, Father God, provide them self-control, provide them the patience and the love and the joy that they need, Father, to be able to recognize when they are being seen by their perfect soulmate, Lord God, that their eyes will be open and their ears will hear that is directly from you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Agape love.